Has anyone ever told you how explicit your writing is? Although, something tells me you've heard it 1,000 times before, Tiger. Isn't that what the ladies call you? Tiger. Do you ever write out their fantasies before them and bask in the glow of their gratefulness? Their shyness? Their courage to come up to you on an internet forum and ask you to write out their dirty little fantasies? Oh, what's with the look of surprise on your face? And what's up with the blushing? I think it's a bit late for being modest now, little girl. Clearly, you didn't think anyone would find this journal. Nor did you think anyone would discover it was you. Alistair Lace. Wherever did you get that name from? It has a certain ring to it, I'll admit. I won't lie about that. When did you start your fan base? Oh, a few years back. Maybe 3 or 4? Interesting. You were just a kid back then. A little thing. I can't say your parents would be very proud of their daughter. How have you managed to keep this a secret all this time? And me? Well, your older sister's best friend. How could I have not known? How could I not have seen it before? Nah, well, now I know. What would Rosie think? Oh, don't worry, Tiger. I don't plan on telling anyone about this. I just find it amusing. See, your little friend, Erin, I believe her name is, came up to me the other day with news from my mother. That was just it, though. The ladies of the neighborhood, my mom and yours included, have started a bit of a book club. Simple as that. They read books and go over the contents when they're finished with them. I knew that much, but what I didn't know was that many of those books are for the mature audience, and not because of something as effortless and straightforward as violence. No, no, no. They're reading eroticas, my dear, and I'm afraid your stories are many, and widespread among the few. Isn't that a little bit odd? Doesn't that make you feel strange? Knowing people you know read this kind of stuff? That a whole group of women in your town have banded together to contemplate and daydream over the things you write. That your mother even has one, if not many, of your full frontal books in her hands, and the undisclosed, unrevealed author of it is living under her very own roof. Her precious little girl. That wasn't just the end, though. No, no, no. These past few days, Erin has been giving me clues. Subtle as she could try, and teasing. I didn't realize it at first, but now. Now it just makes so much sense. Sure, you've always been mature for your age. But since I left and came back, my, my, have you changed. There's this look in your eye. I'm not exactly sure how to describe it. Luring, perhaps? Or coquettish? But I think that may be both too strong and too weak a word to put it. You're still quiet. Though, not so much shy. You do have a confidence about you that I would not have expected otherwise. Erin also told me, amongst one of her little clues, about something you told her that got her all wet. She said that you'd leaned forward, like this, and whispered a fantasy in her ear. Something about being pushed up against the wall of a club by her brother's friend, and letting him have his way with her. So, I started doing a little bit of investigation myself. There was something so suspicious about her hints. I almost immediately thought it was you. But at the same time, I couldn't believe it. My little tigress, writing erotica, posed under an untraceable pen name. I realized I'd never read any of your work before. So I asked your mom, because while I was gone, you won so many awards for your writing, if she could give me any recent accounts of your works. Lo and behold, she did have some. I started checking online, attempting to find any leftover footprints you might have missed in order to cover your tracks. Here's something clever, though. I didn't find a single thing. The only reason I began to assume my earlier inclination was because of your style. You have some very specific hallmarks about your words that you just can't find with another author so often. The similarities were astonishing. I ended up reading a few of your stories, and a few turned to many. And thinking about it, that kind of turns me on. Look at you, flushing, eyes wide in uncertainty, thinking, my oh my, what is he going to do with all this information if he doesn't plan to expose me? Well, that's a very good question, little girl. I just want you to tell me one thing. Have you ever done any of the things you write about? Oh dear, only some of them. What have you been doing while I was gone? What has become of the little tiger? You're so warm, tiger. Your breathing is fast, and your lips are parted. Do you like me? Oh, is that too bold a question? If the bridge of your nose and your ears were an already cherry red, they certainly are now. Yeah, I was right before. You've certainly gained some assertiveness. God, you're so different. I'm not even sure if you're still the same flattering woman. You've definitely grown a bit, but that mane of curls on top of your head, I can see that's going nowhere. I don't know why we didn't just call you Lion instead. It would be much more fitting. You used to love when I pet your hair. Has that changed? Ah, I see that's a no. Look at you, just a purring. You're still such a sweet little thing, Tiger. What about when I pull you closer by your ass and wrap my hand around your throat, like this? Oh my God, that look. That expression of lust and confliction in your eyes. I am your sister's friend, after all. Who's got a few years ahead of you? Don't you want this little girl? Don't you want me to thrust my cock inside of you? Over and over again, wrapping my hand around your throat while mommy and daddy are out. Yes, you would like that. You don't speak, but you nod with wide eyes. I need to hear you say it. Tell me you want me to fuck you. Tell, and I will. Say it. Beg me, Tiger. Beg me to fuck you until your pussy is raw and you can't help but do anything other than scream and come. That's it. That a girl. You've hardly said a word since you saw me. Don't I get a warm welcome? In fact, why don't you undress and get down on your knees for me? Good girl. You almost didn't even hesitate when I asked. Ooh, that's better. Much better. Take it into your mouth. Good girl. So sweet, but so dirty at the same time. I wonder how much you can take. All the way? Maybe? Let's see. Let's test that little gag reflex of yours. Fuck. Oh, God. That mouth. You really know what you're doing, don't you? Fuck. Look at me. That's it. You know, I've never really thought about you like this. Perhaps for conflicting and legal reasons, but since I came back from abroad, since I found out your dirty little secret, I haven't been able to get my mind off of you. I haven't been able to keep this image of my cock in your mouth, down your throat before I fuck you out of my head. But this is so much better than that. Fuck, yes. Yes, 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 yes. I can see your thighs from this angle, Tiger. And they're fucking soaked. Holy. Okay. Okay, okay. No. I'm not gonna come in your mouth. Not yet, anyhow. Come on, little girl. Get up on your bed. Actually, no. I'm gonna give you the choice. Do you want me to take you on your bed? Would you prefer to ride me in that chair at the corner of your room, next to the window? Or do you want me to push you up against the wall and wrap your legs around my waist while I pound into you? You can't just nod when I give you more than one option. Or do you want all of them? Tell me. I can assure you that this will not be our only encounter, Tiger. I can give you everything you want. Everything you need. But right now, why don't you just pick one? Yes. Custom options are available. Oh. Alright then. Let me push you up against the cold, hard wall. Stick out your ass. There you go. Good little tiger. Look how wet your pussy is for me. I don't even need to prep you. You're already very, very ready for my cock. But that doesn't mean I won't anyways. How does that feel, Tiger? Does the pad of my middle finger feel good on your clit? Tell me. Let me just slide it all the way down to your needy little hole, and all the way back up. That's it. Moan for me. Even when you do that, it's so quiet. It's cute. But that's not what I'm looking for. I'm going to make you scream for me. I'm going to make my little tigress beg to come. And you're already wanting to do so, huh? Not yet, though. Spread your legs. That's a good girl. Wider. Wider. Keep sticking out your ass. There. Stay right fucking there. Do you like it when I slap your clit? A lot. What about when I just slide my cock into your tight little pussy? God damn, you are such a little thing. You're squeezing around my cock with a vice grip. Relax. Yeah, good. 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 My God, little girl. When was the last time someone gave you what you deserve? Did you just say more? You already want more. All right, then. Let's see how fast you can take my cock. How deep. I had only put it about halfway. But right now, pounding in and out of you. Oh, making you beg, making you scream. Not yet, though. Just a little bit. We still have more to do. Fuck. Good girl. Is this why you write erotica? Is this why you publish your work, little girl? You just want someone to fuck you up against a wall like you've been dreaming for so long. Did you want it to be me? Oh god, fuck. Look at me, tiger. Oh my fucking god. That look. That damn look. You gasping because your pebbled little nipples abrade the wall every time I thrust into you. Your eyes are begging. And although your mouth is open, you still manage to pout. Fuck. If you keep looking at me like that, I'm going to come in this little pussy. Hold on. Fuck. Do you hear that? Your parents are pulling into the driveway right now. You better come before they do. Rub your clit for me. That's right. Rub your fucking clit and come. Don't you want to come for me? Don't you want to come all over this long, thick, hard cock that's pounding inside you? Do it now, tigress. Now before they step out of the car. Now before they walk up the stairs and open up the front door. Now. 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 Fuck. I think they might have heard you screaming, tiger. We'd better hurry up and get dressed before they come looking at you. Who wouldn't want to get caught taking the dick of your sister's best friend? Now would you? Oh. You wouldn't mind if they found out. What happened to the little girl that couldn't get caught with an A- on her grade card? Oh. She's gone. That's a shame. I was hoping a certain university girl would do anything to keep that C off her record. How about my place next week? Thursday, 8 o'clock. Good. I figured you'd be up for it. Good girl.